Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
David's just off his boat called the Echo.
Yeah, and apparently. We're going to do something a bit different today. Instead of giving you a dialogue and then kind of going through it line by line, we've got a longer dialogue and we're going to go through it section by section, but not so specifically.
Because you are intelligent individuals and we admire you.
Yes, we do. You're going to get this, and there are things you'd like to talk about that aren't really, what does this word mean? What does that word mean?
Yeah, we don't have to go through this like line by line or point by point. We'll let you listen to it. There are a few words that bear noting, and we'll note them. And that's
and it should be fun, too. Mm-hmm. So let's take a listen.
Jack, 快醒醒，泰坦尼克号出事了。
Oh, Rose, 怎么了？
咱们的地板已经开始渗水了。
那好像是我的洗澡水吧。
哦不，那一定是海水。我刚才看见窗外有冰川。
冰川那得多少座呀？啊，好像是冰山吧。
哦，太可怕了，怎么办？
咱们想要怎么能逃生吧。
哎，头等舱的人每个房间都有一条救生艇，咱们应该也有啊。
找找。
咱们的在哪儿呢？
好像没有。
哦，都怪你，一定是你买了次等舱的船票，所以咱们才没有的。
咱们那点钱只够买三等舱的呀。
那现在怎么办？
咱们去抢一条吧。
泰坦尼克号出事了。
We are on the Titanic here.
Yes, everybody's...
泰坦尼克号。
Yeah, hull is actually the first thing I wanted to point out, which is that if you have the name of a ship or a boat, it has hull after it. So you've got like the Titanic is the Titanic hull. If you have the Starship Enterprise, I remember seeing a Chinese translation of Star Trek a while ago, and it was the Enterprise hull.
So moving on past hull, the second thing we've got is they're there in the cabin, and water's coming in, and the woman's like, you know, wake up, there's water all over the floor.
And he's like, well, I just took a shower, because... Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio is a bright one.
咱们的地板已经开始渗水了。
那好像是我的洗澡水吧。
I like that one. And then there's this fuss about the Bing Chuan and Bing Shan.
Yeah.
What is happening there?
我刚才看见窗外有冰川。
冰川那得多少座呀？啊，好像是冰山吧。
Right. Well, this is when Bing Chuan is a frozen river, right? This is Chuan, like in Sichuan. And it's the word for glacier or iceberg.
我刚才看见窗外有冰川。
And then 冰山 can be either a glacier or iceberg or a mountain that's covered in ice all year round.
I misheard that the first time. I thought he was saying, look, there's an ice boat or something. And, you know, 冰山有多少座。
Yeah, this is why we learn our tones.
Also, the measure word for boat is 나座。
No, but the 座 would be how many seats are on the boat. 有多少座。
Yeah. Well, in her sense...
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
People don't say that. We really don't say that.
Well, obviously not. So what they say is they say 冰川, which means iceberg.
Iceberg or glacier.
But what's with this 座 bit?
冰川那得多少座呀?
Yeah.
冰川那得多少座呀?
座 is, it's the measure word for like any kind of cartographic feature, right? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, 一座山, 一座城市, you know. And so it's the same for a glacier. It's kind of a joke or a pun. He's like, you know, what do you mean glacier? That thing is huge. Like, you know, iceberg, more like ice megalopolis or something.
我刚才看见窗外有冰川。
冰川那得多少座呀？啊，好像是冰山吧。
Moving on.
逃生。
咱们想要怎么能逃生吧。
They realize the boat's sinking.
So literally it's like...
Escape with our lives.
Yeah,
or flee for our lives. Yeah, 逃 is to flee, right? You see it in like 逃跑and that kind of thing. And so this is to flee for our lives.
哎，头等舱的人每个房间都有一条救生艇，咱们应该也有啊。
找找。
People in first class, everyone has their own lifeboat.
Yeah.
Ours has got to be in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, and lifeboat, by the way, sorry, is...
救生艇。
Right, and so 救生, you'll hear like a life preserver would be 救生圈,
救生圈,
and that kind of thing. Anyway,
or 游泳圈,
游泳圈. Well, that's a floaty. That's
it's like 找找. Okay, we're gonna find it.
Well, no, but oh yeah, sorry. No, he does say look, and then they don't find one.
Yeah, and this is where the
yeah, without casting aspersions on
gender?
The fair sex.
In China.
都怪你，一定是你买了次等舱的船票， 所以咱们才没有的。
This is all your fault. Why did you buy the cheap ticket? This is, you know,
you know,
now
you
we're all going to
die.
You should have bought first class.
Todang-tang.
And
so
then, and then she says, well, she doesn't say third class. She says like crappy class, right? Cidang. So ci is
bad.
Inferior, lower quality.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can use it on its own, like, you know,
it's a great adjective. And it usually it's referring to like the physical attributes of it, as in, you know, it's a really, you buy a shirt and it falls apart at the seams, or a piece of electronics and, you know, the motherboard or something falls out. You know, that's
pretty
yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so you bought this ghetto class ticket and now we don't have a lifeboat.
Yeah.
So what should we do?
They're still under the impression that everyone's private room has their own lifeboat.
Well, you know, from the bottom looking up, it is awful hard to see the top, David.
True.
咱们那点钱只够买三等舱的呀。
那现在怎么办?
咱们去抢一条吧。
And she says, what will we do? And the guy says, we will snatch one. Tiang is, I mean, it can be steal, right?
Yeah.
If you knock over a bank.
但是这个区别就是它是光明正大的 steal.
Yeah.
It's different also, like, if you're going to say, like, rob or something, or, you know, like.
但对，就因为在中国这偷的意思就有偷偷摸摸的那种,
不让人知道。 Yeah, it's sneaky, whereas 强 is, and so that's why, like, if you're going to rob a bank, the verb you use is.
抢银行。
Right, yeah. So it's you're knocking over a bank. You're not sneaking in there.
Robbing is 抢劫.
Yeah. So that's our dialogue. We don't have a grammar discussion here. We hope you enjoy it. It should be fun. Mm-hmm. So let's take another listen.
快醒醒，泰坦尼克号出事了！哦，Rose，怎么了？
咱们的地板已经开始渗水了，那好像是我的洗澡水吧？哦，不，那一定是海水。我刚才看见窗外有冰川，冰川那得多少座呀？啊，好像是冰山吧？哦，太可怕了，怎么办？咱们想想怎么能逃生吧。哎，头等舱的人每个房间都有一条救生艇，咱们应该也有啊。找找，
咱们的在哪儿呢？好像没有。
哦，都怪你，一定是你买了次等舱的船票，所以咱们才没有的。咱们那点钱只够买三等舱的呀。那现在怎么办？咱们去抢一条吧。Okay,
if you do have any questions,
you should write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
Yeah, or better yet, leave a comment on the site and we can have a discussion in public. Okay.
That's it.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.